Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
That's right. We're back. Hey, everybody. David Guerra here. Welcome to episode 56 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. Thank you, Mark Valley, for that intro. And like I said, we're back. It's been, what, since June since we last chatted? But you know what? Better late than never. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. And you know what? We're not going to waste any time. Let's just go right into this. A lot to talk about in this episode. So let's try to keep it brief. But we've got, like I said, a lot to talk about. Thank you to everybody that's submitted to the registry. The registry is up to date. And we're looking good. As well as the Veterans Business Directory. Thank you for everybody that signed up. And some of you I've talked to. I know you've got businesses because you've somehow, one way or another, mentioned it. And I've messaged you and I haven't heard anything from you. And that's okay. It's up to you if you want to post or submit your information. But I do advise you do it. Everybody else has done it so far. So we want to hear from you. So be sure you get your information there on the Veterans Business Directory. And if you're looking for a service or product, check out our Veterans Business Directory first. Who knows? We might just have what you need. I'm on there. My company's on there. Other people are on there. Everybody you know and you follow. So why not give us a shot? See what we can do for you. And in some cases, you don't have to be in the same town or same geographic area, but it doesn't hurt. So again, check out the Veterans Business Directory. What else have we got going on BerlinBrigade.com, the website? Let's take a look here real quick. We've been updating the registry, and I just talked about that. We're going to get into a couple of other things, and we'll talk about that, and we're going to talk about this. So I think pretty much I just scrolled down the entire website just to make sure I didn't miss anything in what we're going to talk about. So let's get started. Does your DD-214 not say that you have an Army of Occupation medal? You're supposed to have one if you were in Berlin up until 3 October 1990. And you had to be there for 30 consecutive days in Berlin from 1945 to 1990. Why 1990? Because that's when Germany reunified. Therefore, Berlin was unified again. There was no need for the Army of Occupation. And thus, that's when the medal, the awarding of the Army of Occupation medal came to an end. So, again, folks, check your DD-214, your discharge papers. Make sure that that medal is listed on there, Army of Occupation. And one individual, former Echo Battery 320 and 320 Field Artillery, or Echo Battery 320 Field Artillery and Charlie Battery 94th Field Artillery Berlin Brigade member John Cool discovered that his DD-214 did not have his Army of Occupation medal listed on there. So, I mean, it's important. We earned it, so make sure it's on there. So check your stuff. But John graciously allowed BerlinBrigade.com to track his progress, to share his story, and he's going to give us updates as things progress. So here's what we have for you. And again, if you don't have it on there, this is kind of the, we're following what John did so we can share it with others and kind of lessen the anxiety of not having it, because you know you deserve it, you know you're going to get it, and you know you've got to get it. But we're going to follow John's path for anybody in the future that follows along and says, hey, you know what? I just discovered I don't have it. So here's what John has done so far. John has completed the DD Form 149. That's the application for correction of military record. And he also completed the Standard Form 180. Standard Form, or SF-180, is the request pertaining to military records for complete set of OMPF, or Official Military Personnel File. Now, John then sent the DD-149 to the Army Review Board's agency, and the Standard Form 180, or the SF-180, to the National Personnel Records Center. Okay, now, that was over 90 days ago. And John reports that he is patiently awaiting his answers. So hopefully we'll have an update before the next podcast, or the next one being, well, we should have another one before the end of the year. But around the first of the year, we'll get an update from John so we can tell you what's been going on. But again, it's highly important that you do check your DD-214 to ensure that that's on there because I've mentioned it in past. Clerk have removed because they, at the time that people ETS'd, the clerk did not know when the awarding of the Army of Occupation Medal ended. And obviously, it ended after the Berlin Wall fell. And in this case, an individual ETS'd in 1989 before the Berlin Wall fell. So because the 640, the AR, the record 640-9 said Army of Occupation Medal 1945-blank. And so the individual just went ahead and removed it off the permanent record, removed it off the DD-214, because again, that individual did not know how to properly address the Army of Occupation Medal or was not trained on how to properly address the Occupation Medal. So now we're stuck with dealing with this across the board. So again, check your stuff. And got any questions, drop me a note, or I'll refer you to John. And he graciously said, you know, anybody's got any problems, ask him, he'll answer them, and that's a good thing. So we thank you, John, and be on the lookout for a quick Q&A email coming your way as to what's going on. Let's keep moving. Since the last time we talked, it seems that books, 2014 and books are the year of, well, let's say 2014 is the year of books related to the Berlin Brigade. A lot of books. One book that has come to our popped up on our radar is called The United States Garrison Berlin 1945 to 1994 Mission Accomplished by William Dury, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, D-U-R-I-E, William Dury. And the foreword in that book is written by our very own Lieutenant General Thomas N. Griffin Jr., and that book was published this year, and it contains over 300 black and white photographs and serves, and I quote, As a pictorial chronic of the United States occupation of Berlin from 1945 to 1994 with insights and detailed information of the military and political status of the city 125 miles behind communist curtain of iron, behind the communist curtain of iron, end quote. Now, you can find this book at Amazon.com, and I will put a link on the podcast page. So, and look for it soon also on the Sound and Vision page. Okay, so be aware that that's going to be out there. And that looks like a very interesting book. And I know I'm going to pick up a copy. And let's see. The next book, the second book that I want to talk about is called Cold War Memories, a Living Retrospective on Living in Berlin, by Yoshika Lofton Lowe and Trisha A. Lindsay, and assisted by Anastasia Lowe and Nathan E. Lowe. Yoshika and Trisha decided to write a chronicle of their time in Berlin because it was an incredible, unforgettable experience. Often, the uniqueness and strangeness of our experiences are lost on the non-brat. And by brat, I mean military brats, army brats, Air Force brats, brats. However, many brats have been to a reunion or hung out with other brats since then and discovered that they were finally talking to people who understood them. These were people with a common heritage. And in Yoshika and Trisha's case, being Berlin brats, meaning the children of military personnel, traveling or accompanying them to bases all over the country and all over the world. So brats, B-R-A. T.S. Brats, plural, or brat, army brat, you've heard that term, and that's the only term that matters. Let's see, Cold War Memories, a Living Retrospective on Living in Berlin, is currently being sold exclusively on the createspace.com publishing website. And again, like with the other book, the link to this book will also be found on this podcast page, on the berlinbrigade.com website page, and soon on the Sound and Vision page as well. And now, more books. And last but not least, I don't know if you know this. I, your humble host, wrote three books this year. I've written three books this year, 2014. Yes, three. These three books are the first in the fictionalized occupation or Occupied Berlin series. In that series, I have plans to write about 10 books, if not more, but definitely not less. And these stories are set from July 1945 to October 1990. Because the stories are set over the course of 45 years, I will try to take you, the reader, on a journey of exploration about our time in Berlin. Now, I didn't serve in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s, But in talking to people and communicating with others, I've kind of realized that, you know, some of the things that we did in the 80s were happening in the 70s, 60s, 50s, and late 40s. Guard duty was guard duty. Spandau Guard was Spandau Guard. Of course, some things changed over the years, but hopefully I give a pretty good representation as to what was going on, and hopefully I give you a pretty good story, and I hope you guys will like it. Like I said, it's going to be 10 stories or 10 books, but the first three are out now. They're available on Amazon, Kindle, Amazon.com paperback, Barnes & Noble paperback, and Barnes & Noble Nook. Book one is Doughboy City, and it's set in the last days of the Berlin Wall. See, a terrible accident at the training facility Doughboy City takes the life of a young soldier, but his friend thinks otherwise, that it wasn't an accident, and all but blames the dead soldier squad leader. And that makes for an interesting time. And of course, it's set in Berlin, and it's set in throughout the city, throughout the town, and it comes to a head on the day the wall falls. Check it out. Book two of Occupied Berlin is Air Bridge Berlin, and it is set a couple of months into the Berlin airlift. One soldier and a young Berliner discover a secret U.S. plan to evacuate people key to the future of West Berlin and Western Germany to get them out of the divided city. However, the two heroes of the story also stumble upon other plans to do harm to the original U.S. plan. So check that one out. And book three, this one just came out October and on paperback, and in just a week ago in Kindle. And it's book three, and it's called Spandau Guard. That's right. It's set at the end of 1979 during the United States rotation of guard duty at Spandau Prison. So that would be the month of December. The story begins with a unique changeover with the Soviets. And then again, all changeovers with the Soviets were unique. And the story reaches back to the very early days of the Third Reich. And, you know, we've all talked about Ghost in Tower 3. So I threw in a ghost. And the ghost wants to set the record straight, but something that happened at the prison all those years ago. So it's set in December, so it's kind of a Christmassy story, but not really too Christmassy. It's a guard duty story, because that's what we did at Spandau. And, you know, there's a ghost, so it kind of pull out that ghost a little bit. Now, next year, the plan is to slow things down and have only two stories out by this time in 2015. And if you visited any of my pages or anything, you'll know what story is next. Now, as with the U.S. United States Garrison Berlin by William Dury and Cold War Memories by Yoshiko Lowe and Tricia Lindsay, the links to my three Occupied Berlin books are in the this podcast page on the BerlinBrigade.com, and they are already appearing on the Sound and Vision page. But again, like I said, William Dury's book and Yoshiko Lowe and Tricia Lindsay's book will also be appearing on the Sound and Vision page. If you have kids that lived in Berlin while you were stationed in Berlin, this book will be for them. Check it out. It's really, really interesting. Wow. Speaking of checking things out, folks, we need guests to interview. Now, people love to talk about their time in Berlin. I love to listen. I love to talk about my time in Berlin, but I think you're pretty much at the point where you're tired of hearing me talk about my time in Berlin. So I'm asking let this go out to everybody. We need people to interview. And this was another reason that there have been very few podcasts this year. And it's also the reason that there was not a Where Were You When the Berlin Wall Came Down episode this year. It's been fun putting them together the past couple of years, but this year I only had one. And don't worry, we're gonna share that one next year, but I wanted to add a couple more people to this to just make it an exclusive Where Were You When the Berlin Wall Came Down episode. So in 2015, I also want to make certain that those units that have not been represented in the past podcast to be represented in these upcoming podcasts. So I am putting out a call to anyone from the Helmstedt Support Detachment, U.S. Army Berlin Aviation Detachment, 766 MI Detachment. Don't worry, we will still abide by OPSEC rules. The 7350th Security Police Squadron, the 6941st Guards Battalion. Yep, the Guards. the 279 Station Hospital, Berlin Medic, AFN Berlin Radio and TV, it doesn't matter. Or if you did both, great. And, of course, all other units in the Berlin Brigade. But like I said, I want to represent or have those representatives from those units that we haven't talked to, but yet they served a big, important part of support and the mission of what we were doing in Berlin. And we definitely need to hear from them, all of them. So, again, if you're interested, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com. Or if you know somebody who likes to talk about their time in Berlin, drop me a note. We'll get together with them, and then they can talk with us and with them and with everybody. Let's see. Yes. Email. Listen, like I said earlier, I want to thank everybody that has written in the past months. Your kind words have certainly meant a lot to me, and they are greatly appreciated. However, there are a couple of things you should know when it comes to responding to email. While I try to answer all the emails that come in, some of them are just impossible to answer directly. Case in point, there are individuals in Germany, Berlin, or in Europe that are looking to make long-lost connections. Folks, I understand why it's important to reconnect. That is the mission of this website. That's why it was born. I was looking for people that I served with while I was in Berlin, and that's how this website was born. Back in 1997, yeah, back in the last century, that's when this website started. Therefore, I ask that everyone please search the registry. Let's go through the registry to find that missing someone. I can assure you that if that person is not listed there, I really have no clue as to how to locate that person or the person you're looking for. It could just be that they choose not to, they don't have internet access, or they just have no interest at all. So again, I really have no clue, and that's really been about 100% of the requests for people that are, I'm looking for Joe so-and-so, I'm looking for this person. I can put the call out, but I guarantee you there's been very little return on those shout-outs. But, again, you know, please look first. Who knows, you might find a name you recognize, and that they might be in touch with some whoever you're looking for. So again, also, please do not be upset or send angry or malicious emails back when I respond that I cannot help. I know you want answers, but there are just times when I cannot provide an answer nor can I make anyone else answer you. And I mean, I can pass it along to somebody, but there is just no way I can say, you better answer. That's not right. Please understand that I can't make somebody answer if they don't want to answer. So I thank you for your understanding. Now, moving on. Speaking of email, in the mailbag, I have received several emails asking me if I know anything about what happened to cause a sister, or should I say brother, website to go offline. Well, folks, my only answer is the following. And please listen carefully, because, again, I don't want it to be misunderstood, misconstrued, misrepresented. I'm just saying it the way this is it. And because I've received several, I think it's just time to answer it all in one. I have not answered those directly, nor will I. I will not answer them directly. Here's the answer. It is very unfortunate to lose such a valuable online resource regarding the men and women that served in Berlin during the Army of Occupation's existence in that fine city. I do not know the reasons, nor do I feel it is my business to know the reason as to why the website went down. Therefore, I will not answer any emails asking what happened or why. I will not speculate as to the reasons why or how the website closed. Additionally, I encourage everyone else to not speculate, as it just makes you look foolish, because again, we don't know the reasons, and it's not our business. Lastly, and this is the one, this is why it's not our business, because if the owner of that website wanted us to know why he did what he did, he would have told us. He would have told the person emailing me. He would have told all the people that were emailing me as to why he was doing it. But he chose not to. Let us respect that, and we can move forward. You know, I hate to say it this way, but he didn't tell you because he did not want you to know. So he didn't tell me. So obviously, he did not want me to know, and that's the way I'm going to live. Then that's fine. I have to respect that, and I ask everybody else to respect that. I know what I'm saying may sound harsh, but understand that it is no one's business but that individual as to why he closed the website. And please respect and understand this, his decision. And I know I'm going to respect his decision. But I also know that the remaining websites out there, the ones that still exist, have an obligation to fill the huge hole left by the closing of that website. Therefore, I will do my best to start filling that void. I know I will never be able to get to that level that he had and the content he had. I will never be able to do that. But folks, you know what? It's our mission. It's our destiny. It's what we have to do to ensure that future generations know about what we did from 1945 to 1994 when we closed the doors there in Berlin. They have to know. Because if no one's telling our story, who's going to listen and who's going to want to know? So it's our job to do that. And speaking of our job, this email I received today, Sunday, November 23rd, and trust me, I was floored when I read this. The first thing I said is like, wow, we have come full circle. And here's the email, and I'm sharing this with you because, again, it's a call out to you. Dear gentlemen, in October 1989, I was a member of the East German Army, the NVA, and drove a BMP-1 tank on the last military parade on the 7th October 1989. I remember that many U.S. soldiers made pictures from our tanks. Do you know veterans with pictures from that parade? Thank you for your answer. With best wishes. Wow. I have never received an email like that. Not from somebody who is former East German Army. That is fantastic. That is wonderful. Folks, if you have any photographs that are you can let go of October 1989 that shows a BMP, let me know. David@DaveGuerra.com. I will put you in contact with that individual, or that individual will, it depends on what they want. But folks, that is awesome. I mean, it's talk about, you know, going full circle. The times have changed. That was fantastic. I saw that one and it's like, whoa, okay, here we go. That was so. I thank you for sending that email. And folks, again, if you were attended that 7 October 1989 parade in East Berlin, let me know if you got photos of anybody driving a BMP tank or BMP vehicle. Let me know and we'll put you in contact. So that was awesome. Let's see. Yes, one last thing out of the mailbag. This one is exclusively for all you veterans in Texas, Cold War veterans. In Texas, living in Texas. I spoke to our old friend William McWhorter at the Texas Historical Commission, and it looks like in 2015 the Cold War interview project will get fired back up, and be on the lookout for info as to where, when, dates, and all of that. And that's coming after the start of the new year. I'm excited. I've got my date already set, and that's in May, but that's not going to be an actual Cold War interview project meeting. That's going to be, he'll be in the area. We're going to link up. We're going to do the interview, so be on the lookout for that one. But that's not coming until May of 2015. In the meantime, stay tuned to the website. We're going to get some dates out there. We're going to try to get this thing going in Texas. And who knows, I might just be attending a couple of them throughout the state. So that'll be a lot of fun, and definitely want to get to meet people. Let's see, what have we got? Well, listen. I'm going to bring this. Wow, this episode went a little longer than I thought, but I guess we had more information than I thought. I definitely want to start keeping them. If we don't have interviews, I want to keep them down to a smaller, much more manageable level. And if they're bigger or we do have interviews, I kind of want to keep it to just interview only. So I'm going to change the structure up. Hopefully that'll let me fire me up to get out there more and give you more content and share more information from you. So listen, I want to say thank you for listening to episode 56 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I want to wish you, your family, your friends, and everybody celebrating this Thursday, the 27th of November, a very happy Thanksgiving here in the United States. And any place else there's a soldier celebrating, or sailor, or airman, marine, or Coast Guard, anybody that's deployed out there celebrating Thanksgiving on the 27th, happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe, stay sharp. And until next time, I thank you for listening. I am your host, David Guerra, and this has been episode 56 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. Thank you.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade! BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Gehrer production. Thank you.